there's an old saying in the financial markets, and it says buy the rumour and sell the fact. And it's been kind of interesting over the last couple of cycles in the financial markets, the last couple of years in the reporting season. The Australian stock market has sold off over the last, following the last two profit reporting periods. And that seems to me a possibility of happening again, this idea that people have had expectations and despite the good profit results in the last week or two, they simply don't meet all the optimistic expectations. So people will now withdraw from the market and possibly prices will soften. Yeah, I guess if you say prices are going to fall, they must have been overvalued. But if you think about the last few months, the Australian stock market reached a low in March and it's rebounded almost 50% since then. In fact, it's gone back about 40% of the way towards its previous high at the end of 2007. And generally, coming out of a bear market, it takes around 2 years or so to get that kind of recovery. So the market seems to have gone a long way very, very quickly. It's up 25% for the year already, so very, very strong recovery. And that rate of increase is simply unsustainable. And if you have a trigger, then you can have the re-evaluation, the expectation that the market really won't go ahead that strongly in the next couple of months and it then falls back. Yeah, typically in coming out of these sort of mini bull periods, when you get some overvaluations, the market falls back about 10%. And what that would do to the Australian market is it would bring back the rate of increase this year to about 15%, give us about 20% for the year as a whole, and that's a fairly normal rate of increase coming out of a deep bear market like we've seen. So 10% correction now, and then a bit of a recovery later on in the year. That's the sort of thing you'd expect to see coming out of the last year or two. There certainly is some good news in the economy, there's no doubt about that, but it's not universally good news. Manufacturing, for instance, is still very sick. Unemployment is still rising. The Reserve Bank is softening us up and is meeting as we speak to work out what's going to happen with interest rates. So there's a lot of things out there which aren't necessarily very good. And some of the leading indicators, which have a good track record, are still pointing to very, very slow economic growth in the next 6 months or so. One of the things that has kept a lot of confidence out there is strong property prices. And if that ever started to fall back, that too would erode consumer confidence and we may see nowhere near as good economic growth as we've seen. So there's certainly green shoots there, but it's not universal good news out there. There's still a lot of risk to the downside.